Back on the infield at Drake Stadium with the champion and runner-up in the Class 2A Girls 200-meter dash, Meredith, defending state champ. What does it mean to be able to secure this title and put the Eagles in front in the 2A standings for the first time this weekend?
Oh, man, we are really just out here for our team, and we're running these races together. Bailey's out here in a race she's never really run before this year, and we're just trying to get points for our team, and above that, just running with joy from God. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Why is it fun to run like this? But, yeah, we just have peace that makes no sense, and I couldn't be more grateful to do it with these girls.
Bailey, this is probably an unfamiliar feeling for you, where you don't have a pink flag in your hand. It's probably the happiest you've been all weekend, that I've seen you at least, and it's because your teammate takes first place.
I'm feeling like I could cry. Like, I'm so grateful for Meredith. I can't even, like, explain it. Like, people asked me if I was sad I was running another open and not a relay, and I was like, no, like, I get to run this with Meredith, and, like, knowing she's in lane five, like, she pulled me in that whole last 100 meters, and I couldn't do it without her guidance and her pep talks and prayers. I'm so thankful for this opportunity, for my coaches, and mostly that I get to run these races and have fun, because I'm running it for the Lord, and it's a blessing.
It's really fun. But again, we talk about it, the team standings is a big thing. Got two events left to be able to go secure that team title for the Eagles. What's the with that, just that mentality, what's the mentality going into those final two races to ensure that the team title is coming back to Eagle Lane this weekend?
Right, I mean, we're having fun, and now we got to dial in and go put some more points on the board. But yeah, just above all, have fun with it and enjoy these talents that God gave us, because, like, these are memories that are going to last a lifetime. Yeah, I'd say we're just pushing through. Everybody's tired at the end of a long weekend, and we're going to gut it out, and we get to do it hand in hand as relay teams, as friends, and that's an amazing blessing I'm so thankful for.